I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1971. That was a day of tragedy for the workers at the Thiokol Chemical Corporation plant in southeastern Georgia. An explosion killed 27 workers and injured dozens more. Explosive material meant for the Vietnam War had instead detonated in Georgia. In the early 1960s, NASA had contracted with the company to build solid rocket motors for the space program. Thiokol acquired 7,400 acres of land at Horse Pen Bluff, an isolated area of land that used to be a plantation. The company built a large 36-building complex. As orders from the space program waned, the company shifted its production to pesticides and munitions. One item they produced was trip flares for use in the Vietnam War. A trip flare is employed by a military operation to secure an area. A flare is connected to a tripwire and ignites if it is triggered. The highly flammable magnesium is a key ingredient to the flares. A fire started in one of the buildings of the plant. The employees were able to evacuate quickly, but they did not leave the area, not realizing the danger of a potential explosion. When the blast came, it could be felt as far as 50 miles away. Some of the victims were hurled 400 feet in the air. An investigation found that explosive materials had been improperly labeled and that the company's fire protection system was woefully inadequate, contributing to the loss of life. After a drawn-out legal battle, victims of the disaster won a federal lawsuit against the company for their negligence. The Vietnam War had taken an unexpected toll on the working people who gave their lives making trip flares for the battlefront.
Labor History in Two brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.